kid. Hey, hey, hey. Here we are. I'm here. I am. Ah, look at that. 7 minutes after the hour of six here on CKW. Time now for the only show that brings you both kinds of music. It's the Twang Trust. Tonight, featuring Black and White and Sepia Tone. Haven't used that one in like 3 weeks. Hey, here we are. We're going to do that thing we do each and every week. This week, slightly different. I haven't decided how yet, but I'm thinking it'll be slightly different. Tune in. See if it's true or not. Tonight, here on the Twang Trust. Welcome back. You're still here. Good. Good. Ah, what did we just hear? We just heard our little Fred Eaglesmithy set there, huh? That was Fred live from the Volume 2 of his official bootleg series. It is official. Fred made money off this thing. Don't worry. Don't worry. The old classic Freight Train there is what we heard from that thing. And we also heard Rami Mays in there. doing a Willie P. Bennett cover. Willie's Diamond Joe, recorded live here at CKW last summer. It can be found on the Twang Trust Broadcasts Volume 1 album, which you might have got if you pledged during this show on last year's fund drive over the $90 level, or at the $90 or over level, rather. And if you want to get one, hey, we'll still take your money. You can give us your $90 now, and I'll still give you the CD. Don't worry. There's all sorts of great stuff on it. What else did we hear in there? We heard Willie P. Bennett himself. Poor old Heart Attack Willie, from his 1977 album, Hobo's Taunt. We heard Come On, Train. Yeah, see, Fred ain't the only one who does train songs. That's why he hired Willie, I think, because Willie himself is known for train songs. Of course, Willie won't be with Fred when he plays the West End Cultural Center next Tuesday, which he is going to do. Unfortunately, Willie had a heart attack. Yeah, if you didn't hear. So he's out of commission for a little while, but not too long. It wasn't a super severe one, but he's taken a few months off. And because, you know, Fred works him like a dog, let's face it. And, Willie's just telling Fred to stick it in his ear for a while. And, yeah, he'll be back when he wants to be back, basically. So, there. Fred, at the very top of that set, with Big Ass Garage Sale. And, yes, we were telling you about the Big Ass Garage Sale happening this Saturday at 992 Jesse Avenue. Wow. It's some serious, serious music and toy collectors are blowing their wad out. Yes, indeed. Be there for the bargains. Yes, if you're at all into music or toy collecting, this is going to be the garage sale of a lifetime. Stu and Kathy's Big Ass Garage Sale 2007, 992 Jesse Avenue, this Saturday. Be there. No early birds, because we're sleeping in. Yeah. So what's next? How about we do this set? This is so unplanned. I don't know what I'm doing. I usually have everything down to a fine science here, but this one is we're flying around here. I got recently in the mail, I ordered and received and watched a DVD of Green on Red, our old pals Green on Red. They did a bit of a reunion thing last year, kind of an impromptu thing. They ended up touring a bit in Europe, in England. Of course, they only played one date in North America. That being the very first show they did, actually the first reunion show, which took place in somewhere in Arizona. I forget where. I considered going for a brief moment and then came to my senses. And it's just as well, because you can get the show on DVD now. It's true. You can get it. And I got it and I watched it, and it's a fun time. It is. But the weird thing is, I was watching it, and I mean, I'm a huge Green on Red fan. I know these songs like the back of my hand. But they did this one thing, which from that EP, from their third EP, what's that thing called? I got it around here somewhere. Here, it's called No Free Lunch. Keep On Moving, the last song on No Free Lunch, and it's a song I've heard 1,000 times. I've listened to this 6-song EP probably more than any other Green on Red release, and that's probably my favorite song on it. I've heard it 1,000 times, but I was watching it there on the DVD and made out a line that I've never, for whatever reason, made out before. Of course, Dan Stewart, you know, not the world's greatest vocalist, perhaps. Some people hate him. Some people won't listen to Green on Red because they hate his voice so much. I like his voice, actually, but, you know, every once in a while he'll slur a line and you don't know what he's saying. But there's a line in this song, which, you know, maybe you've heard it. Maybe you know this line. Maybe I'm just an idiot. But he's singing about the true believers down in Austin, Texas, and having a beer with Javier Escovedo. Or Javier, I believe. I believe you do pronounce the R. But yeah, I'd never noticed that line for whatever reason. And it struck me, and I thought, oh, maybe he threw that line in there. And I went back and listened to the original one, and it's there. It's there, plain as day. I don't know. I've been sleeping, I guess. I don't know. For the last 20, 30 years. But anyways, we're going to hear the song again, and I'm going to pay attention to it this this time, and maybe you should too. And what the heck, we're going to throw in some True Believers just for fun too, featuring Javier Escovedo, along with little brother Al, or is it big brother Al? I'm not sure who's older. I think Hav is actually older. I think Al's the kid. Anyways, we're going to hear them. And right now, though, we're going to hear from another reunited thing featuring Dan Stewart, the brand new record. So exciting this is. From Danny and Dusty. Yes, Danny being Dan Stewart of Green and Red. Dusty being Steve Wynn of the Dream Syndicate. Their brand new record, Cast Iron Soul. Here's the title track.
I'm just a man with a cast iron soul.
Trust on CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg. We'll be right back.
over. Wipe the tears from our eyes, and it's over. The rain won't help you, 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 and it's over.
From the No Free Lunch EP, that was Green on Red. Yes, indeed. Keep on moving. Before that, was The True Believers. Yes, The True Believers from their first eponymously titled album. Came out on CD, many, many years later, along with their second album that had never before seen the light of day, called Hard Road. Yes, indeed. A twofer, as it were. What we heard there, Alejandro Escovedo and The Rain Won't Help You When It's Over. Of course, The True Believers featuring Alejandro, brother Javier, and Mr. John D. Graham. Yes, indeed. Hands up. Hands up. How many saw them at Wellington's? My hand's waving. My hand's waving. Yours isn't, is it? No. Oh. There was me and three girls dancing, and the four of us had a great time. I don't know about anybody else, but we did. Ah, memories. Memories. I'm so old. At the top of that set, also from Green on Red, Mr. Dan Stewart and his pal Steve Wynn, together again after almost 30 years, is it? Good God. Cast Iron Soul, title track to the new album from Danny and Dusty. If you're smart and you buy the thing soon, you get a bonus full-length DVD of a Danny and Dusty show from 1986. Crazy, huh? Yes, indeed. Ah, well, look at that. 6:50 here on CKUW. 6:50 until the entertainment guide, when we tell you all about the stuff that's happening in the next while. And there's stuff aplenty, let me tell you. Last week here on the Twang Trust, major faux pas, major faux pas. I don't know how I did it, but I forgot to play the weekly dose of I'm on Fire. Can you believe it? We'd only been doing it for like 2 or 3 weeks. By accident, a while back, I played, like 2 shows in a row, I played a version of Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire by somebody else. And I thought, hey, why don't we keep doing this? Why don't we keep doing it? Why don't we do every week, we'll do somebody covering I'm on Fire. It's a song that's been covered many a time. I figure we can do a different version from now until, like, I don't know, 2012 or something. We'll see. That's what we're aiming for before we have to repeat something. We're not going to repeat it. No, sir. But this week, I got to give you a double dose to make up for last week. Plus, I probably owe you something a little extra, too. So we'll throw something a little extra in, related-wise, in the middle of the two versions we're going to hear. We're going to start off with a fine instrumental version. I'm not sure who these guys are that do these series. It's the Pickin' On series. Are you hep to this? It's some group of, you know, Nashville session guys, I guess, have got this whole big, huge set of discs that have been released over the last years called Pickin' On. And they, you know, they're picking on Guns N' Roses, or they're picking on whoever. And they're basically doing bluegrass versions of all these, you know, classic rock things. And of course, there's two volumes of Pickin' On Springsteen. And we're going to hear from volume one right now.
Hi, this is Bruce Springsteen. Call to support public radio. 95.9. Thanks.
I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio. I pull you a little closer. You say no. You say you don't like it. I say you're a wire. But when we get, it's like fire.
Maiden England's
Electrolane from their compilation album from last year called B-Sides. What else is it called? It's called Singles, B-Sides, and Live. And their version of Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire. In the weekly dose of Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire here on the Twang Trust. We're doing that. We're doing a cover of I'm on Fire each and every week for the rest of our lives. That's the plan. That's the plan. We will never repeat ourselves. It'll be a different version every week. So if you ever wanted to get airplay on the Twang Trust, get yours in, well, in the next couple of years anyways. Before that, the Dwight Twilley Band. Remember the Dwight Twilley Band? Sure you do. That was their big hit, I'm on Fire. They're from, 76-ish, 7-ish, somewhere in there. Yeah, Dwight Twilley Band, not same song, same title. But some groovy rockabilly guitar in there, I always like that. Robin Williams before that, pretending he was Elmer Fudd, singing Fire. Not I'm on Fire, but Fire. You know? I think Bruce had, you know, he had probably 17 goldfish when he was a kid, and he named each one of them Fire. The Pickin' on Springsteen version of I'm on Fire at the very top of that set. Some Nashville cats doing what they do. Look at that. We're late for this thing here that we like to call the Entertainment Guide. Oh. Let's try that again. La, 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 la. There it is.
CKUW's Famous Entertainment Guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKUW's Fun Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKUW Friends card.
Time now for CKW's Entertainment Guide, brought to you by Into the Music. Concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The Entertainment Guide is heard 3 times daily. Well, this Saturday morning, 8 a.m., tune in for week 3 of Garageland here. Yes, CKW, every Saturday in June on CKW, you can tune in and hear a live citywide garage sale reports. If you're having a garage sale, well, call us with all the info and we'll let everybody know about it. Calling your finds all morning if you're out garage sailing. Yep, that's what you do. And tune in to hear where all the good finds are. We've got all sorts of folks out roving around all over the city. There's a few still lost in the Transcona Triangle, I believe. Hopefully they'll be back this week. CKW and the West End Cultural Center presenting Greg McPherson Thursday, July 19th at the West End Cultural Center. Don't miss this special one-night-only performance featuring one solo set and one set backed by his band. This is likely to be Greg's only Winnipeg show of the summer, so get your tickets early. That's $14 in advance at Ticketmaster, the West End, Into the Music, or Music Trader. Element Circus coming up featuring Damo Suzuki from the legendary avant-garde Can, along with Absent Sound, the Fops, Fire Pixies, and all sorts of stuff. It's a costumed event that's happening at the St. Norbert Arts Center Ruins on Thursday, June 21st. Is that tomorrow? It is tomorrow. Wow, a limited camping is even available. And brought to you by Rag Pickers, SNAC, Sweet Spot Productions, and CKUW. Oh, what else going on around town? Well, hey, Neil Hamburger's coming back. CKUW proud to present that along with Captain Manners and TicketWorkshop.com. Neil Hamburger playing the Royal Albert Arms Hotel once again, Saturday, July 28th. Tickets are $10 in advance at Into the Music, Music Trader, and online at www.ticketworkshop.com. Let's see what's happening at the Old Times Change High and Lonesome Club this weekend. Oh, we had fun there last week, didn't we? Seeing Rami Mays and Dustin Bentall. That was worth $5. Holy moly. This week, however, tomorrow, you get to go see Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices. Andrew hopped up there at the end of the night. last week after Rami and Dustin did their thing. Ton of fun, Andrew Neville in the Poor Choices. Tomorrow night, Time Machine. Friday, it's the Harvest Moon Festival fundraiser featuring the Wooden Sky, Grant Davidson, the Prairie Gentleman, and OBU. Or something. I don't know how you pronounce that. Saturday, Righteous Ike and the Swag. That's a Times Change High and Lonesome Club there on Main Street. You know where it is. This Friday, the Jazz Winnipeg Festival kicks off, and a fine show at the Pyramid Cabaret. James Hunter, Van Morrison's favorite guitar player, is going to be in town, and Jackie Green, everybody's favorite 12-year-old Bob Dylan impersonator. Jackie Green opening up that show. Yeah. Next Tuesday at the West End Cultural Center, Fred Eaglesmith and the Merch Girls. Or the Flying Squirrels, or whatever they're called. Whoever it is, I don't know. But Fred Eaglesmith will be at the West End Cultural Center next Tuesday. As will all other good-hearted people. They'll be in the audience. Yeah. Friday, June 29th, Will headlines that night's blues heavy lineup during the Free Jazz Winnipeg wrap-up weekend. Mm-hmm, he does. And, of course, Dauphin's Country Fest happening June 28th to July 1st. Hopefully you've got your pass. Maybe you won one here on the Twang Trust. Maybe you're waiting for me to give it to you. I will, honest. Lots of great stuff going on out in Dauphin this year. Ridley Bent, Hayes Carl, the Bebop Cowboys, Washboard Hank, Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, if you missed them, Dustin Benthall and Rami Mays, Core Blund, Prairie Oyster, the Swifties, the D-Rangers, Andrew Neville, and the Poor Choices, the Perpetrators, the Doug and Jess Band, and country music legends, Nazareth. That's in Dauphin, Manitoba on the Canada Day long weekend. Hayes Carl, who's out there in Dauphin, he's going to be at Times Changed on Monday, July 2nd. It's going to be a holiday Monday, so don't worry about it. You can, you can't sleep in, I guess, really, can you? But don't worry, who cares? Call in sick Tuesday, too. Hayes Carl and Rami Mays at Times Changed Monday, July 2nd. The Folk Festival is only 3 weeks away. Holy moly. Ooh, who's playing the Folk Festival this year? Randy Newman. What a coup. Todd Snyder is finally coming to town. It's about time. Los Lobos, Elliot Brood, Tim East and the Flatlanders, featuring Joe Ely, Leo Kottke, Carolyn Mark, Chris Smither, and many, many more. John Fogarty at the MTS Center, July 26th. Carolyn Mark is going to be coming back again to Times Change, August 9th, a Thursday night. And it went on sale today, Wilco at the Jim Cale Theater, Wednesday, August 15th. Yes, indeed. That's it for the Entertainment Guide. If you'd like your event placed here, call 786-9782. Preferably during office hours, because I ain't answering the phone right now. Let me tell you. Okay. Well, speaking of Wilco, let me dig something out of the old bins here, because I have nothing queued up. But that Wilco fella, Jeff Tweedy, he's popping up all over the place these days as a background vocalist. Have you noticed? We were doing that with Lucinda Williams last week. We're going to do it with Jeff Tweedy this week. Yep. He's on a couple of albums. Some old fart albums, actually. He's on the brand new Ian Hunter album, which is an awesome album. We're going to listen to Jeff on that album. He's on the new Charlie Louvin album. Yes, the Louvin Brothers. Charlie Louvin from the Louvin Brothers has an album out. And who's on it? Jeff Tweedy. We're going to hear him. But first, we're going to go back a ways. We're going to hear something. Actually, this features not only Jeff Tweedy, but also Jay Farrar. Back when Uncle Tupelo was still a going concern. This is an album, a self-titled album by a band, headed up by a guy named Brian Henneman, who, prior to forming this here band, actually worked as a roadie for Uncle Tupelo. Yeah. So that's how we got him to play, let's face it. I'm sure he's got all kinds of dirt. Of course, those guys don't mind bringing up the dirt on each other anyways. So, anyways, we're going to hear Jeff Tweedy and Jay Farrar singing background on this here track, self-titled album from Brian Henneman's Bottle Rocket. This is a little number called Kerosene. Thank you.
that damn thing had burned out shell. For a little while that trailer must have seemed like hell. Kerosene works, why not gasoline? Kerosene works, why not gasoline? Kids wore rags, never worked too much. Who's the judge to decide how much this world could punish? Kerosene works, why not gasoline? If kerosene works, why not gasoline? Now the welfare check won't pay for the electricity. Wonder who the jury was decided they were all guilty. Kerosene works, why not gasoline? If kerosene works, why not gasoline? Fire start about 3 a.m., you know none of them would survive. The head of that goddamn trailer, so it burnt them up alive. If kerosene works, why not gasoline? If kerosene works, why not gasoline? That's a pure perfect world, tells no lies. Burn you down, you try to improvise. If kerosene works, why not gasoline? If kerosene works, why not gasoline? If kerosene works, why not gasoline? If kerosene works, why not gasoline?
You're my guide tonight, baby. You know, I've been a guest in a lot of great places in my lifetime. New York City, Carnegie Hall, Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee, West Plains, Missouri, hometown. And I was committed to Park View. Hope I never have to go there again. There's a man across the hall who sits staring at the floor, and he thinks he's Hank Williams. Hear him singing through the door. There's a girl in 202 who stops by to visit me, and she talks about her songs and the star that she should be. There's a lot of real fine talent staying in or passing through, and for one thing or another, they're committed to Park View. There's a girl in 207 coming down on Thorazine, and a superstar's ex-drummer trying to kick Benzedrine. There's a real fine country singer who has tried and tried and tried. They just brought him in this morning and attempted suicide. There are those who never made it, those who did and now are through. Some came of their own good choosing, some committed to Park View. There's a girl who cries above me loud enough to wake the dead. They don't know what she has taken that has scrambled up her head. There's a boy just down below me who's the son of some well-known. He was brought in by his mother, 'cause his daddy's always gone. There's a bum from down on Broadway and a few quite well-to-dos who have withdrawn from the rat race and committed to Park View. They wake me about 6:30, just before the morning meal. Well, they're taking my blood pressure. They ask me how I feel, and I always say fantastic. Why, there ain't nothing wrong with me. Then they give me my injection, and I go right back to sleep. And my days are kind of foggy, and my nights are dreamy too. For they're taking good care of me while committed to Park View.
When I was just a little boy, I met this man named Albert Irvin. My dad used to cut his hair. He would come to our house, and Dad had the barber stuff there, and he'd cut some people's hair. And this was a real strange man. He had a look about him that was just real different than anyone I had ever met. So I went up to his house one day. He didn't live too far from us, up in the real old wooded area there, and he'd had this old house made out of logs. He'd made it himself. And he'd use cardboard boxes to stop the cracks up to, you know, to keep the wind out and so forth. And everything in the house he had made, all of his furniture and stuff, he had carved himself and put it together. And the house didn't have no floors in it. It was just the earth there. And you could tell where he'd cleared it off and smoothed it out and walked around in there so much that it looked clean, the floors did. He had made everything in there, and on a stand he had this wood carving, that he carved this picture out of wood. And it was just a beautiful lady. It was a beautiful woman that he had carved out, and beneath the carving he'd carved the name Kathleen. Well, that just was so mysterious to me, and I asked him who she was, and he said, well, she's not real. She's just someone I've dreamed of all these years. And that really struck me. And 25 years later, I wrote the song, Albert Irvin. On the past the Riley fruit farm in the country, and across the Gundy hills to Chatham Holler, an old man lived alone like a prisoner serving. I'd never met a man like Albert Irvin. Albert never held a woman or a child. You could see that loneliness had drove him wild. He said, I ain't seen a soul in 3 long years. And down his lonely face came the tears. His house was filled with logs and cardboard boxes. The boxes sealed the cracks in the wintertime. The floor in Albert's home was just the earth wore down, where Albert Irvin's feet walked around. Everything in Albert's house was made by hand. A picture carved in wood set on a stand. Such beauty in a face I'd never seen. Carved just below the picture, the name Kathleen. Albert held the picture close up to his face. Said, my Kathleen adds beauty to this place. I asked him who she was and came to tears. He said, she's not real. She's just someone I've dreamed of all these years. Oh, his house was built of logs and cardboard boxes. The boxes sealed the cracks in the wintertime. The floor in Albert's home was just the earth wore down, where Albert's lonely feet had walked around. Where Albert Irvin's feet had walked around.
That train are coming, you know it's coming around the curve. I can hear that whistle blowing, you know she's straining every nerve. Well, move along, train. You've got your heavy load. Tell that barroom lady
gospel train is coming. You know it may be here tonight.
Well, move along, train.
You got your heavy load.
Move along, train.
You got your heavy load.
Move along, train.
You got your heavy load.
Because our Lord's coming and
he won't be long.
He's gonna
take me safely home.
Well, hear that voice a call deep down in your bones.
Well, this God's dear voice a calling. He's saying, please, child, come on home.
Well,
oh, getting right with the Lord here on the Twang Trust, CKW 95.9 FM. Marty Stewart from his album Souls Chapel, special guest to Mavis Staples on that little number called Move Along Train. Before that, a double shot from Porter Wagoner, brand new record, Wagon Master, produced by Marty Stewart. We heard Albert Irving and a song that Johnny Cash wrote for him, Committed to Parkview. And at the top of that set, another old fart, Charlie Louvin, with his brand new record, Blues Stay Away From Me, featuring such star-studded stars as Tom T. Hall, Bobby Bear Sr., and Marty Stewart. See how it all comes full circle here? See how we do that? Isn't that amazing? It is. Okay. We're gonna go away just for a moment. Then we'll be back. And when we come back, we're gonna get jazzy on you. The Jazz Winnipeg Festival starts, and we're gonna celebrate that as only we can here on the Twang Trust. Stay tuned.
CKUW is proudly supported by the Fort Garry Brewing Company, your community brewery. Keep it local. Fort Garry.
Help support the Folk Festival all year round with its music store. CDs, LPs, DVDs, books, and cassettes of new and rarely played music. Folk, blues, jazz, rock, bluegrass, world, country, Celtic, and lots more. The Winnipeg Folk Festival Music Store, located at the corner of Albert Street and Bannatyne Avenue. Discover some of the best music you've never heard.
Speeding is one of the main reasons for crashes on our roads. Help reduce that problem by visiting whatsyourhurry.com. It's informative and fun. Take a driving quiz. Challenge yourself with the driving simulation game Too Fast to Stop. Watch a variety of videos, both unsettling and enlightening, on what really happens in a crash. Visit whatsyourhurry.com. Because knowing more about speed really could save your life and someone else's. A message from Manitoba Public Insurance.
Hit the big wide strum, gal.
Hello, everybody. We're here to say, tune in for some bluegrass 4 to 6 Tuesdays.
Did you pledge to the CKUW Fund Drive?
Are you a friend of CKUW?
If you have a 2007 Friends card, here are some of the great places you can use it.
Music Trader, 97 Osborne Street, offers Friends of CKUW 10% off all new and used CDs.
Sugar Mountain, 791 Corden Avenue, offers Friends of CKUW 10% off all regularly priced merch.
Mondragon, 91 Albert Street offers Friends of CKUW 10% off all food.
The Ruby Slipper, 970 Sargent Avenue, offers Friends of CKUW 20% off regularly priced merchandise and $3 off tarot readings.
I'm not worried, 'cause I know I'll forget you in a million years or so. I'll miss you, but I know for a million years or so. How I loved you so. How I lost you, maybe time will let me know. But I'm not worried.
Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'd like to order something cool. It's so warm here in town, and this heat gets me down, and I'd like something cool. My, it's nice just to sit down and rest a while. Hey, you know, it's a shame, but I can't think of your name. But I remember your smile. Well, I don't ordinarily drink with strangers. I guess I used it to drink alone. But you were so nice to ask me. I must confess, it's very old. Yeah, but it's simple and neat, and it's just right for this heat. Hey, I will save my fur for the cold. A cigarette? No,
ooh. We are all traveling in the footsteps of those that come before, and we'll all be reunited on that new Sunday show. When I say what you need, when the saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be in there now. When the saints go marching in, and when the sun refuses to shine, when the sun refuses to shine, Lord, how I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, oh, how I want to be there on that morning when the saints go marching in.
When the trumpet sounds his call, when the trumpet sounds his call, oh, how I want to be in that number when the trumpet sounds his call, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, Lord, how I want to be in that number. Oh, when the saints go marching in.
Now some say this world of trouble is the only world we'll ever see. But I'm waiting for that morning when the new world is revealed.
Oh, when the new world is revealed. Oh, when the new world is revealed. Lord, how I want to be there on that morning when the new world is revealed.
Oh, when I sing,
when I'm
marching in,
when the saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in, Lord, I want,
Lord, how I want
to be in that number,
be in that number
when the saints go marching.
Yeah. Ah, there you go. There is our tribute to the Jazz Winnipeg Festival starting this Friday and going for a week and a bit. Bruce Springsteen from the Live in Dublin album, When the Saints Go Marching In. And what else did we hear in that jazzy set? Oh, Ricky Lee Jones and Something Cool. We also heard John Rawhouse from his brand new record Steel Guitar Heart Attack, East of the Sun, West of the Moon, featuring Ms. Nico Case on vocals. And at the top of that set from Montreal, the Susie Arioli Band, and something from their album Learning to Smile Again, three quarters of that album, all Roger Miller covers, believe it or not. Yes, we heard A Million Years or So. And we'll leave you with this one, which you might have heard at the tail end of last week's Lucinda Williams concert, a cover of the Thievery Corporation's big smasheroo hit, Marching the Hate Machines into the Sun. See you next week, kids.
Let's start by making it clear who is the enemy here. And we'll show them that it's not them who is superior. It's gonna be bad, it's gonna be wrong, it's gonna feel good. Marching the hate machines into the sun. Marching the hate machines into the sun.
Watching the hate machines.
into the sun.